Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. So Jesus gives us another example of what the kingdom of God is like in our gospel text today. The master of the house goes out to hire workers for the day to work in his vineyard. He goes early in the morning, about 6 a.m. That's the beginning of the Jewish day. It was about 6 a.m. And the master hires some workers. Takes him to his vineyard, puts him to work. And they agreed for about a wage, a denarius a day, which was the normal wage for a laborer for a day's work. Later on, he goes to the marketplace at 9 a.m. He hires some more workers, and they come to work for him after he tells them that he will pay them what is right. They don't have an agreement for a denarius or for any portion of a denarius. They did not agree on a wage to be paid for their work. About noon and about 3 p.m., the master of the house did the same thing that he did at 9 a.m. He took more workers with him from the marketplace to the vineyard, telling them that he would pay them what is right. They probably thought that their wages would be prorated. But they went with him. He told them he would pay them what is right. And finally, at the 11th hour of the Jewish day, at about 5 p.m., he found workers still at the marketplace waiting for someone to hire them. And he took them to the vineyard and put them to work for 1 hour before quitting time at 6 p.m., the end of the Jewish day. And when quitting time came, the master of the house told his foreman to call the workers and pay first the workers who were hired last. The workers who were hired at 5 p.m. Work 1 hour, he paid first. And he told the foreman to pay last the workers who were hired first. He told him to pay them all the same amount, one denarius. This was wonderful news for the last hired who had worked only 1 hour. But when the first hired came to receive their payment, knowing that the other workers had received a denarius for their work, the first hired workers figured they had a bonanza coming. The master of the house would surely pay them more than a denarius. But no, they too received a denarius for their work. The first hired workers began to grumble against the master of the house. And the master of the house replied to their grumbling by saying to the first hired workers that he was doing them no wrong. They agreed to work for a denarius a day. He asked them to take what was theirs, a denarius. And the master of the house stated that he chose to be generous and give a denarius to the last worker hired. Was it not his right to do as he wished with his own money? Surely the first hired workers would not begrudge his generosity. And Jesus ends this parable by saying, "So the last will be first, and the first will be last." Citizenship in God's kingdom is not determined in any way by length of service. Citizenship in the kingdom of God is not determined by anything other than the grace and generosity of God our Father. Many of you have been in the kingdom of God since you were baptized as an infant, washed clean in baptismal waters, God's holy name placed on you, faith created and sustained in you by God's Word. You have spent years in service to God since He called you into His vineyard, His kingdom. But no matter how long you've been in God's kingdom, God has been gracious and generous with you, a sinner whom He has forgiven over and over again and will forgive over and over again into eternity. But there have been times when you've seen others come into the church in the latter years of their lives who would serve the Lord only a short time before receiving their heavenly reward. There have been times when upon seeing someone come late in life that you experience joy in seeing them come to faith and be baptized. But, being honest, there have been times when you considered your faithfulness over many years something that makes you deserving of a larger reward now and in heaven than one who came to faith late in life. But brothers and sisters, here's the question. Do you really want what you deserve? As you stand as a sinner before God, do you really want what you think you deserve as you stand before God? For if you want what you deserve, hell is what you'll get. If you want justice from God, then God will not judge you according to your sin. If you want justice, then the cross of Christ is not where your salvation is found. That is, if you want God's justice and grace. But if you want God's mercy and grace, if you want the undeserved pardon that God extends to you through the cross of His Son Jesus Christ, heaven awaits. If you desire the mercy and grace of God, then you will gladly join hearts and hands with those who come to the Lord Christ, no matter what their situation, their station in life, infant or teen or middle-aged or elderly. All of us are brought into God's kingdom only by His grace and generosity. It literally takes an act of God for any man, woman, infant, or child to have faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior. And that act of God is God's grace and generosity. As members of God's kingdom, we all live by the mercy and grace and generosity of God. There is no reason for grumbling. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says it so well. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Dear ones, God has called you and brought you into His vineyard, His church. He has called you to do the work He has for you, and that work is to believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. God is very gracious with you, not because you deserve it, but because grace and generosity are His nature. He is a gracious and generous God. In a few moments, you'll come to His table, to His holy table, where His generosity is exceedingly great. God in Christ will feed you. He will use the mouth of His pastor to pronounce His blessing over His feast. But make no mistake, the words are His. He will use the hands of His pastor and elders to give you this food. But make no mistake about the food. The food comes from Him. The food is His body and His blood. He graciously forgives your sins. Grace meaning undeserved pardon. And Where there's forgiveness of sins, there's life and salvation. God is generous and gracious to you because God is generous and gracious. He forgives your sins because He wants to, because of what His Son has done for you. He forgives your sins. Where there's forgiveness of sins, there's life and salvation. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.